Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show. Bonjour and welcome to another very special episode today, as I welcome not just one, but four guests, the organizer and speakers of the Together Alone retreat taking place in Portugal from 2nd to 6th of October. The organizer, Anthony Rose, will give us an insight into the concept, location, and special features of this retreat. The fantastic speakers, Dan Schmidt, founder and CEO of Storybrand Netherlands, Holger Niels Pohl, author, speaker, and founder of the Work Visual Institute, and Jay Knapp, mentioned in almost every other episode and author of the acclaimed book Sprint, will tell us what you can expect from their workshops. One piece of information I can't wait to give you right at the start is that I'm very happy to offer you vouchers for this event worth 500 euros off your ticket. So make the most of it if you decide to pack your bags for Portugal. Enjoy the show. Hello. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Dan. Hello, Holger.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
So we are four in a virtual studio to record this podcast. This is a premiere for me. I welcome you today to talk about an event, or more precisely, a retreat, which should attract the attention of facilitators who want to become top tier in the field. There will be some great speakers, I would even say prominent speakers. Dan, you are the founder of Storybrand. Where are you sitting right now?
I am located in the Netherlands, approximately 30 minutes from Amsterdam. So the founder of Storybrand is Donald Miller, but I'm the founder of the first office outside of the US for Storybrand.
Holger, you are a visual facilitator whose passion is to help people see and feel what words cannot express. Yeah. Where are you sitting, Holger?
I'm in Germany, pretty close to Cologne.
Okay, so you are in my adopting land country, so it's nice. And Anthony, my dear, you are a consultant, a workshop facilitator. We know each other from another retreat. You are the organizer of the event. And there will be also Jack Knapp, which we will hear in the second part of this episode because Jack is on a holiday, so we couldn't make it all together. So we will start we four. And Anthony, the first thing I would like to say, last year in summer, we were together in Italy with 50 facilitators, and that retreat was organized from Agent Smart. Was it that retreat that gave you the idea to start your own?
Yes, it was a big part of it. Now, of course, as you said, it was an amazing experience, you know, to be together with 50 facilitators, you know, who share the same skills and the same values, you know, to all be together and then learn from the leaders around the world was really something amazing. Now, I remember first because we know each other for 2 years from the coaching calls from Agent Smart.
Yeah,
it was the first time we actually see each other in person. So it was really amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that made me realize that there is actually a demand for exclusive small scales events, you know, featuring with top speakers. And I think people are really willing to invest, you know, in these opportunities because it provides a unique value for themselves and for their networks. So that was one of the main items.
Since you are the organizer, mm-hmm. can you tell me more about this event? Where it takes place? For who is it for? And what is the concept?
First, the name is Together Alone. You know, it's one mm-hmm. of the basic principles of workshopping. It will happen the first week of October in Portugal. It will start from Monday the 2nd until Friday the 6th of October. Now, the concept, of course, as we were at the retreat last year, I wanted to do something similar. And I based mostly my approach on, I did some research, of course, in a workshop or community, but also for myself, to level up your facilitation skills. There were three items that I found that could really be an item that could help you. First is everything related to strategy. I think strategy is one of the most difficult workshops to facilitate. You know, when you have a design sprint or a workshop, it's more tangible, you can see it. But with a strategy, it's air, to make a business winning strategy. I mean, you need to have the skills, to make it tangible. And all these parts, we learned a lot of them. But still, I think it's one of the hardest workshops or sprints to facilitate. The second one is visual facilitation. Even though I facilitate a lot of workshops, everything that is visual is really an add-on for a facilitator, but also for the attendees. Even as an experienced facilitator, it's really hard if you have something in your thoughts or you have an attendee in your workshop and has something in your thoughts, to put that on paper quickly and easily that everybody understands it is really a skill that I was still missing. So, and I was following Holger for quite some time. And with his framework, creating clarity, I found it was really powerful. Also not too difficult, to learn, because everything that is visual people say, you need skills to draw, things like that. But also, again, it's a framework where very quickly and easy, I think you can implement those visualization skill. And I think it helped, to improve group communication, collaboration, and problem solving, what is one of the key elements when we run workshops. And the third part also was one item that always came back in the community, and that's communication and marketing. Mm-hmm. As a facilitator, branding yourself and effectively communicating what you do can be sometimes challenging. Facilitation mm-hmm. is a relatively new profession, and for many people it's quite unclear what it's all about, facilitation. And to succeed in marketing, it's crucial to have a clear and clutter-free communication for yourself or for your personal brand or brand. Now, one of the that I used myself also is it's a framework, and it's a story brand and the story brand script. The really nice thing about it that it's so powerful, it's been proven that it works time and time again, but you don't need any knowledge of marketing, of marketing skills. You can implement the brand script for your external communication, even if you are a facilitator in a big corporate, for internal communication. And the nice thing that I found about the story brand and the brand script is that there are a lot of similarities the way how we facilitate. And Dan will also explain that also. So I found those were the three items that I thought, if you can learn those skills, that really be something that can level up your career. And of course, let's be honest, I said, if I'm going to organize a facilitator retreat, I need to have Jake on board at least the first time, because it's all about facilitation. And for me on a personal level, but also Jake, everything with the design sprint, everything that is based on how we create workshops now, it's all based on exercises, the principles of the design sprint. And what also nice is about Jake is that not only he's coming out exclusively with a new kind of strategy workshop format for on a personal level, but also for teams or for C-levels, he's actually also going to share how he creates workshop, how he creates the exercises, how does he test his audience with it, how does he put it on the market. And I think if you can learn that from Jake, that's also something really unique and amazing. Now, also the unique item about the retreat is that all the participants, but also all the speakers, will be there from Monday until Friday. So that means they're not going to come do their keynote or workshop and leave the evening or maybe the next day. No, everybody there will have the time to have some, one-on-one coaching, to learn how they are, maybe even have a drink or have a walk and talks, to take out the thing, find the barrier, between the attendees and the speaker. Just going to be one nice week all together, relaxed, and really learn those people and also the other attendees really on a personal level and share experiences and connect and grow together. And then I will let the other speakers. It's also the location. It's a unique location surrounded by the nature in Portugal. The venue will be exclusively for us. It's really a place where you can disconnect and reconnect.
Looks like a very nice program, a very nice place, amazing speakers. So I would like to hear a little bit the speakers now. Holger and Dan, what did you like about this concept that made you say yes to taking part in this event? Because, I mean, I'm sure you are asked for a lot of events. Why this one?
Shall I start, Dan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, you already heard about the concept. I think for me especially, I talk to a lot of corporate employees, big corporations, smaller companies as well. But in most cases, people who don't facilitate themselves professionally. And it's such a great opportunity to just speak to people who are thinking like me in the first place, like being moderators, being facilitators, doing workshops, knowing what it feels like to stand in front of people rather than being part of a group. And that is something special that you don't get every day. In most cases, it's like training people who are on the job, who are trying to solve complex problems, but they are not used to facilitate a whole group. So one part of me was thinking like, this is a great opportunity to just nerd out with people who think the same like I think, and just have the same challenges that I have faced, the same task that I face all the time. And it's just another level of speaking to people when you meet like-minded people. And therefore, it's a great opportunity. And that's basically what made me say yes, because it's a great opportunity to really talk to like-minded people. And therefore, I'm looking really forward to it.
Thank you. And then what's about you? What made you say yes to Portugal and to Together Alone?
First of all, Anthony, as the visionary behind this plan, I like his energy and the vision that he put out there. So Anthony shared with me his experiences with these kind of retreats and what he liked about them, and also his vision of how it could be done better and how it could be an integrated part with all the speakers and the participants all together in that week. And for me, that really catched the flame. And just like Holger is saying, to nerd out, I really like that statement, Holger. I think that's an amazing statement. It's true. You know, normally we are the people that are before a group. We need to be energized. We need to have the vision and get everybody on board and deliver. And it's really a job. It's really a calling. It's really something to be the moderator, to be the facilitator and the workshop host. And now to get together from people all over the world that are experts in this field and want to learn more. You know, one of the mentors in my life once said, to become the best, for example, if you want to be the best tennis player or golf player in the world, if you would tell your coach or your teacher, I want to be the best tennis player, their response will never be, oh, okay, so you want to reach the top. Well, then we got to do something totally different. No, it's still going to be your backhand. It's still going to be your front forehand. It's still going to be your service that you got to practice all over. And it takes practice to make something look easy. So, you know, how many times in your life do you have the opportunity to spend a week together on something that we all like and love, that is facilitating workshop, because that's really what impacts people's lives and professions? You know, there's not many places you can go to. And this is really like the thing I like about Anthony is that he said, hey, we're not going to do what everybody else is doing. We're going to do it top level, top notch, like the speakers, the venue. He really thought of everything. So that's what made me say yes immediately.
Thank you.
And then what can participants expect in your session?
One thing is that's going to be interesting for all of us. I'm not only going to give, but I'm also going to receive, that's for sure. So feedback, for example. But I think the way that we have designed the StoryBrand workshop was done together with three professors from Vanderbilt University. So we have certain types of things that are in our workshop and in that day that I think people will love and take like, oh yeah, I can use that. So I think the workshop in itself will be like a workshop. But the content of my workshop is that I'm really going to help them see that it's easy to communicate and brand yourself and market yourself and sell yourself if you know the principles behind what every human wants. So I'm really going to dive into how the brain works. That in itself will be a lesson that everybody can take in their own workshops and as a facilitator. I'm really going to dive into the power of story and how you can incorporate that in your branding and marketing and sales. And I'm just going to give them a framework that they can use for the rest of their lives. And I think what Anthony said is really true. When I caught the fire of StoryBrand in 2017, a lot of things have changed in my business. And I cannot unthink of knowing StoryBrand. It's now such an integral part of what we do. Yeah, that's really, people will love StoryBrand. They will take that away. So yeah, for sure.
I'm so curious. I want to have that. I think a visual workshop is always a great thing because there are pictures everywhere. You are putting pictures on every word people say. So what will the participant learn from your session?
Yeah, I think for my part, one of the major things is that we have to learn to externalize our thoughts because often enough we work just with language, which is cool and we can have deep conversations, but often enough we miss the factor of aligning with each other by externalizing our thoughts onto a surface that might be virtual or real paper. And I will definitely focus on that aspect of workshop facilitation in terms of how can we use more visual tools to have deeper experiences, deeper connections, more alignment, and therefore creating more commitment within or after workshop. I think that's the focus point of what I do with the participants based on everything they learn, like with the story brand or with Jack Knapp's topics and structures. I will help them understand how can we make this like just give it a boost, right? I always call that a booster for your work. How can we make different things visual to help people understand much better what we're talking about? But then I have to say, and that's why my answer is a bit vague. What I will definitely do is once we have most of the participants together, and Anthony will tell me the moment when that happens, is that I want to ask as well the participants, what are they lacking in terms of where is your experience? What do you know already? And where should we focus on? Because you never know. These are all professional facilitators. Some of them or most of them might already have a basic understanding of using visual tools. So we might even be able to deep dive even more and go into the advanced route of doing it. So I'm very curious in terms of where our participants when they signed up and to find out that because then I will most likely customize the thing just a week before we start to really know that we hit the nail on who's there. So otherwise I run the danger of kind of designing something not really fitting for the audience. But I think especially this retreat is kind of a one-time event where it's all about those participants who are there. And therefore we will have like some questions and answers before so I can figure out what we can do best.
And this is what facilitators do, no? They are make some research survey or interview to nail the needs of their participants and to know what is the outcome of the workshop, actually.
Yeah.
So nice. I think this will be great. I mean, in Portugal, where is it in Portugal, Anthony?
Yeah, but the location is called Cavalho Nature Village, and it's in the Alegrete region. It's about an hour and 20-minute drive from Lisbon. It's an amazing location. I went there. I'm going back in August just to check that everything is okay. And also, you know, for all the attendees, we will have pickup at the airport and at the center of Lisbon for the people who are arriving a little bit earlier on the way to the retreat and also, of course, after the retreat.
I will, of course, give all the information, the website, the Instagram, the LinkedIn, all the information about the retreat in the show notes. We have something special for the listeners of There Is a Workshop for that.
Of course.
What is it?
Well, we have... It's a discount code.
And how is it called?
It's called Natty.
Wow, this is a great name.
Yeah, it's a really good discount code. You really should use it. So it's a discount that has a value of 500 euros off your ticket. So you can use it when you purchase your ticket. There are still some tickets available for the shared room. Options, the single room options are already sold out. But
this is a good thing. I mean, I had a shared room last year and it was a good thing to deepen the conversation in the night after the day. So shared rooms are a good thing.
Yes.
So a discount of 500 euro. Still tickets available, but you have to be quick. Because we are in July.
Yeah, the faster the date is coming, the more the tickets are going out. So don't wait too long to be part of this unique retreat.
I thank you, Anthony, Holger, and Dan.
Thank you.
Many, many thanks. Maybe I will have the occasion to have Holger or Dan on the podcast after the retreat to get your impressions and how it was. Anthony, of course, anytime welcome in the podcast.
Thank you.
And I will let now Jack give us his answers. And thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this Four Mousquetaires podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoyable.
Thank
you.
You're
really
welcome.
Nice of you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Jack, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Together Alone retreat, where you'll be spending 5 days with all the participants in October in Portugal. But before that, can I tell you something? In 2018, I discovered your podcast where two guys sometimes shouted and sang, but also talked about product design and how big companies create products. This was you and Jonathan Courtney. And that's how I discovered your book, Sprint, discovered Agent Smart and the Workshop Playbook, later signed up to their program and finally attending the retreat they organized last year in Italy. Coincidentally, that's where I did my first interview, which eventually led to the birth of this podcast. So you guys had a big impact on my journey, but also on the journey of a lot of facilitators. There's one question I ask all my guests. How did you get into facilitation? And about a third of them answer that question by talking about your book, Sprint, and saying that this book changed the game in their approach and in their work. So Jack, as a person and as an author, how does it feel to have created such a profound impact on people and their working lives?
That's so cool to hear that you are talking to folks and they're saying they've been inspired in some way by the Sprint book. That's really awesome to hear. I remember when I was starting out with facilitation, the first time I got exposed to a workshop that was run by a facilitator. I remember I was at Google and it was a colleague of mine who had come from IDEO and now worked at Google, and he was running this big workshop, 100, 150 people. This guy's name is Charles Warren and he's a great facilitator. And I saw what went on in that workshop and I just thought, man, that was cool. I've got to learn how to do this. And I talked to Charles. He agreed to teach me. And I remember, you know, him kind of walking me through, here's how it works. Here's what we do. And of course, that was one of the seeds for what became the Design Sprint a few years later, was just that notion that, hey, you can put up a structure and you can lead people through it. And it obviously, it had a big effect on me and what I did. And I'm super pleased to have been able to share that. And I just feel I feel really lucky that people are interested and that people are willing to go to the effort of trying something new, because it's hard. You know, it's one thing to read a book, and it's another thing to put those things into practice and to do it on your own with, you know, colleagues. It's stressful. It's hard. And so I'm appreciative that people do it.
So let's talk about the Together Alone retreat, which will take place in October in Portugal. Why did you decide to take part in this special event? I suppose you have a lot of requirements to take part in different events. So why this one?
The truth is, Anthony got in touch with me and he said, hey, here's this idea that I have, and would you consider being involved? And I don't do very many events these days. I used to do a lot of them, and right now I'm writing and we're running this venture fund called Character. And so as much as I love to travel and I love to do events, it just doesn't fit in the same way that it has in the past with my schedule. So I try to just pick a very small number of events that I think are going to be honestly like really fun for me and really great for the participants. I want to give something that's really like a really good value, a good show for people. Yeah. So when I heard Anthony describe what he was up to, I was just inspired by his enthusiasm for creating something new and his enthusiasm for putting together something that was going to be longer form. I think this notion that you'd get people at an event like this who were really into the topic of facilitation, which, to tell you the truth, it's not always who shows up when I do a training. You know, a lot of times the folks who show up are, they're entrepreneurs or startup founders, or maybe they're executives in companies. They might be designers. Maybe it's consultants. There's a lot of different kinds of roles that show up, and you might have more of one or more of another at an event. But the notion that you're going to focus on people who are really into facilitation, that's actually pretty novel for me. That's pretty different. And I thought pretty cool. And then the idea that we're all going to be together for several days, not just one day, not just 2 days, it's going to be several days together. I thought that was really cool. And when I heard about the other folks who were participating, I thought, and that is really cool too. This is like a really exciting combination of things. It's different than what I've done before. And I feel like people who come to this will get something special. And I can teach in a slower, sort of a deeper form. That's great. So I was stoked about all that. And then when he said, you know, it's going to be in this beautiful place, it's going to be in Portugal, like, check this out. Then, I mean, you know, I was totally in.
And what can participants expect? I'm sure many of them will be coming along to meet you, but can you give us a sneak preview of what you're preparing for this event?
Well, you're going to get a new sprint format that I've been working on. And I'm writing a sequel to the sprint book right now. And you're going to see some of the techniques that are in that book. I'm going to teach you those methods. And it's a format that is something you can use with a team of people. Anybody who's starting a big project, they can use this format as part of the foundation for that new project. It's also a format that you can use in a slightly modified version as an individual to assess what you're doing in your life, the projects that you're prioritizing. If you are at a moment in your life when you want to sort of reset and say, hey, what do I want to do next? What path do I want to take? And so we'll have the opportunity in the workshop, because we have a few days, to go through this workshop as individuals, and also for me to show you how you can apply it with a team of people and in a business setting or whatever. And we'll also have the time to talk about the mechanics of what it's like creating a new workshop format. What do I do when I'm creating this process? How do I build it, test it out, and then market it, explain it to people? I want to show people how all that stuff works. You're certainly going to get the teaching from me on how to run this workshop and the experience of me leading you through it, so you can see the way that I facilitate. And then I'll also talk after those sessions about all the stuff that goes around building a workshop format. I hope that it'll be really handy and useful for people. And I know it'll be fun for me, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Jack, for being my guest today. It was really a pleasure to have you here.
I appreciate you taking the time to have me on the show and making it work with my funky schedule. Thank you so much for having me on.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it's whetted your appetite for Portugal in October. Don't forget to take advantage of the Nati discount coupon when you register on the togetheraloneretreat.com website. You'll find all the information you need in the show notes. Next week, there will be a new bonus episode recorded in person in Bali with my colleague Jörg Winterhof with another exciting topic, the AI design sprint. So tune in, and until then, I wish you good health, happiness, and lots of success. Au revoir!